Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Peace talks between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and M23 rebels start today. We'll look at the talks through a filter of hope. Then we'll explore how U.S. immigration policy could affect international ministry. We'll unpack that story and ways that you can be praying into it in just a few moments. But first, Angola says it'll mediate peace talks today between the Democratic Republic of the Congo and M23 rebels. The leaders of neighboring countries are trying to foster a peaceful way forward as ongoing clashes threaten to destabilize the region. Unknown Nations' Greg Kelly says
a Central Africa conflict has memories of Somalia, the bombings even in Nairobi, and there's just not a big appetite to engage. One of the real challenges of Eastern Congo is the historical relations with nearby Uganda and Rwanda.
Rebels have seized East Congo's two biggest cities since January. At least 7,000 people have died in the fighting, and 600,000 are on the run.
The president of Congo has made an offer to the United States for access to the minerals. And of course, in exchange, there would be a U.S. presence in Congo. How the State Department responds to that is yet to be known.
Pray for Unknown Nations and its partners in the DRC as they continue to distribute God's word and train leaders despite the war raging around them.
In Eastern Congo, 20 years ago, we built our first training center right in the middle of this carnage. It's really been kind of a beachhead for the gospel.
Next, how does immigration policy affect international ministry? Bruce Allen with FMI says many employees of Christian organizations in the U.S. are operating on religious worker visas. Many of this group could face difficulty if President Trump enacts proposed travel bans on 41 countries. But Allen says the real game changer for ministries won't be any policies that concern foreigners entering America.
It's that those countries that are on that list of 41 nations may likely take reciprocal action against U.S. travelers.
FMI has a presence in three of the countries under travel ban consideration.
And a fourth country on the list is one that has just invited us to help out in recent weeks, which would require travel to that country, too, to set up leadership teams overseeing a ministry. So that could be even more challenging.
Even without travel restrictions, the nature of international work is logistically complex. Allen says the command to make disciples isn't conditional.
We will continue to do ministry, trusting in God's sovereignty, praying for the leaders of our nations.
Please pray that ministries anticipating fallout from changing immigration policies will be of good courage, trusting God to open doors for continued work as he sees fit. And finally, you might remember the name Andrew Brunson. He was an American pastor arrested in 2016 in Turkey, put on trial, and eventually released in 2018. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the Turkish government has a quieter strategy now to lessen Christian influence.
They got a lot of negative publicity for arresting a foreign Christian. And so since then, since 2019, they have just begun kicking foreign Christians out.
Imagine being told to leave your home within 10 days or being denied re-entry after international travel. More than 140 Christians have been impacted by this in the last 5 years, including 50 last December alone, says Nettleton. But why?
The current government has taken the country in a more Islamic direction, and they have become more overt about, no, we don't want to be a secular republic. We want to support Islam.
Yet God isn't leaving his church without help. Turkish Christian leaders are rising up.
They're stepping up into leadership and really taking the reins and helping the church continue on.
There's more in the full story at our website. But for now, please pray not only for expelled Christians, but also for the church left behind at such a time as this.
But obviously, they need God's blessing. They need his empowerment. They need his protection.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.